Larissa, thanks very much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for asking me, Aaron.
The first thing I want to talk about is something that got announced at the end of last week. The Chamber Board has voted to approve a move to the Dixie Gebhardt House, which is owned by the city of Knox right now, to share space with the library. That move is contingent on a couple of things, but the vote is there at least that the possibility exists that it happens if you guys can sell this building that we're in right now. So talk a little bit about that move, why you guys are doing it, and what you're hoping to get out of it.
Well, you know, first of all, what a great partnership, and we're honored that the library board had thought of us and asked us in regard to their vision of wanting to further promote and better promote Knoxville, that this would be a great partnership, and in retrospect it is. Dixie Gebhardt has historical roots. It's got historical roots for Knoxville and in the state. It's where a state flag is designed. So basically, it's just, overall, it's a great partnership, but it opens up massive opportunities for a partnership within the history of Knoxville, within the progressiveness of where we're going in the future of Knoxville, and then the partnering and the vitality of what we want to see succeed currently during the present Knoxville. So there are all those things that we can partner along the way, and it's great for our members. I mean, this is a vital historic place. It's beautiful, aesthetically pleasing to come and visit. Hope it draws people in. The Chamber is here for a membership. That's how we're driven. And this would basically assist us in allowing that time to be well spent with our members.
Speaking of the membership, the chamber elections are coming up and nominations are due this Friday for people that would want to run for the chamber board. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we are asking the members to consider running for the chamber board. And basically what we're hoping is that we can really just grab the leadership from within the community. We've got so much leadership right now and people who are so gifted and talented, who own their own businesses, who manage their own businesses, and who are traditional grassroots members who support the chamber. So we want to just encourage them to consider running for the board and serving a term of either 2 years or 3 years on the chamber board. This is a working board. We are asking for people who have vision and who are passionate about this community in Knoxville.
A couple other things coming up on lighter notes. We got the Living Windows Lighted Parade entry forms already underway. That date has been set for its traditional date in November, and it's obviously just another exciting time and time to get those plans ready and get those entries in.
It's right. Living Windows Lighted Parade is November 15th. We are steadily working on what that vision is, how we can add to Living Windows Lighted Parade to make it more successful than what it was in years past and last year. So it is a successful event. The community supports it and our membership likes it overall. So it's a great way to kick off the holiday season, just showcasing to Knoxville our downtown and getting people in the stores. So it is an exciting time to partner and collaborate together. So we are excited for November 15th when Living Windows Lighted Parade is taking place, and we are encouraging all to consider entering into the parade this year.
So. And those forms are right here at the chamber, so you can pick up a copy. And
you can, or just give us a call and we'll mail or email them to you.
All right, and then another event that you guys are organizing here for the first time, a ladies' night involving a lot of the retailers downtown.
Exactly, and not only downtown, but we really do want to incorporate and collaborate with the Highway 14 corridor as well. Ladies' night is November 29th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And basically, that's some things that we're just still looking at and working out early on, but we want our stores to offer kind of some special deals and maybe discounts, but basically a way to get people into the stores, and our women into the stores, and men too, because we do have a lot. I think that is the important thing for the community to realize, is we do have everything we need here to be successful in gift giving. Those things can be purchased here in Knoxville downtown, especially with our newer stores this holiday season.
So. And that's another Thursday in the middle of holiday season, kind of that perfect timing for everything.
That's exactly right. I mean, it is good timing, but again, it is a good way to collaborate together with all of our businesses and offer that to the community.
I'm sure we'll hear more about that as the details get closer to it. Just kind of in the planning stages now.
Exactly. So we kind of nail out those details. We'll let everyone know.
All right. Finally today, the Iowa Economic Development Authority released their numbers on Monday about overall tourism impact on Iowa in 2011. Iowa's over $7.2 billion, including $45 million right here in Marion County. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff here in Knoxville, the lake. Obviously, just a lot of really great tourism opportunities, and people are taking advantage of that across the state.
We do. I mean, and I have said since I've lived here that Knoxville has everything to make us a destination. We do. We are 10 minutes away from the largest lake in Red Rock. We have the farm crawl from this past Sunday. That is huge, and that is is agritourism at its best. All over the world, the market for agritourism is huge right now, and so that's right in our own backyard. And then we've got the jewel of Marion County, which is the Knoxville Raceway. So that brings in and drives a lot of revenue for our community, for our county, and overall, it brings people here to Knoxville.
All right. Well, anything else today, Larissa?
Not so far.
That was quite a bit anyway.
Thanks, Aaron.